Hello, fellow Rebel Capitalists. Hope you're well. I have more, I guess, news, if you want to call it, from Australia. And I think it's important to highlight what's going on there. Like we said in the prior video, to make sure that those things don't happen here in the United States. And I think we've gone from these politicians just calmly stating their position on why we should have medicine mandates to now just completely going off the deep end, to the point where, I mean, I don't want to compare this individual to other people in the 1920s and in the 1930s who gave, let's just say, passionate speeches where the underlying principles were completely psychotic, but it has those overtones, let's just say. And this is, I'll play the clip for you in just a moment, but what's really bizarre is it just assumes things that are completely inaccurate. It assumes that the medicines just eliminate transmission. It assumes the medicines have what they call sterilizing immunity, and they don't. It assumes that all we have to do is to get to a certain level and we eradicate the cerveza sickness. That's not true. It assumes that people with natural immunity don't have the same or better benefits than those who have the medicine. That's not true. It assumes that people who have the medicine, once you get it, you're just good to go forever. Nothing to worry about. And society just moves on. And that's not true. So it assumes that government intervention actually moves the needle. Now, I will grant you, if you turn your society into a totalitarian police state, sure, that can reduce some cases, we'll call it. But at what price? See? So it assumes all of these things to be true, which are not. But then think about what it would require to actually be this person that, where I'm going to show you this clip, to know that what you're saying is factually inaccurate, but yet you are still this emotional about it in front of the press. Now, I don't know this politician, but I sure hope that he uses more rationale in his private life than he does when he's in front of a public camera. Because if I were to judge him based exclusively on this clip, the conclusion that I would come to is this person is a psychotic sociopath, similar to the dictators we saw in the 1920s and the 1930s. But I'll let you be the judge. Let's get into the clip. So in case you can't hear it, I'll read. The guy says, "Stuff it, shove it. I don't care if you are fully medicated. You are anti-medication if you don't support my mandates." Basically what he's saying. So let's hear, but I think it's not just what he's saying, but it's the tone at which he is saying it. Does this sound like someone who is using careful thought and careful rationale that is nuanced to come to his conclusion? Does he seem like that type of person? I would encourage you to watch a clip of Brett Weinstein or Jordan Peterson as an example, and or of Chris Martinson. I think that's an even better example. Watch a clip of Chris Martinson, Dr. Chris Martinson, and then watch this guy and tell me who you think has put more unemotional, rational thought into this whole topic.
You are anti-mandate. Are absolutely anti-vax. I don't care what your personal vaccination status is. If you support, champion, give a green light, give comfort to, support anybody who argues against the vaccine, you are an anti-vaxxer. Absolutely. Your personal vaccination status is utterly irrelevant. If you campaign against the mandate, if you campaign against people being vaccinated in vulnerable settings, teachers in classrooms. I'll be really clear, at that point in time, people were actually supporting the idea of a teacher being unvaccinated in a remote community classroom with kids who cannot be vaccinated. I reject that. I still reject it. And if you are out there in any way, shape or form campaigning against this mandate, you are absolutely anti-vax. If you say pro-persuasion, stuff it, shove it. We are absolutely going to make sure as many Territorians as possible are vaccinated. That is our best protection against this thing. As you look at the Doherty modelling that's only come out since, it says if you double dose 80 in remote communities, 5 and up, I think you'll see our vaccine mandate is absolutely crucial to protecting life, particularly Aboriginal life. And I will never back away from supporting vaccines. And anyone out there who comes for the mandate, you are anti-vax. You are anti.
Let me just give a quick word of advice to Mr. Michael Gunner. And I've done a lot of public speaking in my day. And so I think I'm pretty comfortable when I'm up on stage talking to a group of people and trying to persuade them or talk about certain research I've done or certain views I have done. And when you're up there ranting to the point where your hands are shaking because you're so emotional, his lips are actually shaking, his bottom lip. He's so emotional about this. That's not a way to get people to trust you. That's a way to get people not to trust you. And you hear what he's saying there. Maybe you didn't catch it, but he said, I don't care if you are pro-persuasion. You can go ahead and stuff it and shove it. So if you are pro-freedom, if you are pro-liberty, then he is telling you to shove it. If you believe that you, the individual, should have the right to choose what you inject into your body, and if you believe that Michael Gunner should not have the right to tell you what you should inject into the body of your five-year-old, then according to Mr. Gunner, you are this anti-medicine, or fill in the derogatory term that they choose to use. And that you can shove it, according to him. This podcast is brought to you by Rebel Capitalist Pro, the best online investing research. I have teamed up with Chris McIntosh and Lynn Alden, two of the best in the business, to create Rebel Capitalist Pro and give you the tools you need to build wealth and thrive in this crazy world of economic insanity. Rebel Capitalist Pro is jam-packed with Chris and Lynn's incredible research. We have live stream Q&As where you can ask your questions directly to Chris, Lynn, and myself. And the best of all, there's an online member forum which allows you to network, learn, and explore ideas with like-minded individuals. What are you waiting for? Check out Rebel Capitalist Pro right now at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. Take action today and do something your future self will thank you for. This isn't even parallel universe stuff. This is just a bad, bad nightmare that it just seems like we can't wake up from. I still have a hard time believing this is the reality of the world we live in today. And I cannot believe this is happening in Australia, a place where, like I said in an earlier video, that I lived in 2020 and parts of 2011. And I mean, if you would have asked me in 2019 if Australia was pretty much on par with the United States as far as personal freedom and liberty, I would have said yes. And if you would have asked me in 2019 what the probability of Australia turning into a complete totalitarian police state in areas and Australia not allowing their citizens to leave, If you're an Australian citizen right now, you can't leave the country. So if you're in favor of these mandates, explain that one to me, right? And I would also encourage those who are in favor of these mandates, just realize that you're on the same intellectual team as this guy. I think that in and of itself should make you pause. And if you think these measures that they're taking in Australia are justified, this government overreach, these politicians that can't even control their own emotions when they're on camera and that are just going off and telling you that if you believe in freedom and liberty, you can shove it. I mean, this is straight dictator stuff. But if you are someone that believes that this is the correct approach, I would just challenge you to look yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, when will it have gone too far? Where is your line in the sand to where the government in Australia or in the United States or wherever you live, where is the line in the sand to where you would even admit they've gone too far? Because that line in the sand has to exist. It has to. At a certain point in time, you have to admit that the cost or the price that is being paid in the name of safety and liberty, or in the name of safety and protecting society, is too high of a cost. You know, I mean, again, let's take it to an extreme. If we said we're going to lock everyone in their house for the next 20 years, is that too high of a cost? You see, and the reason I would challenge you to draw that line in the sand, because I believe in the near future, governments might get to that point. And then hopefully by that time, you will open your eyes and say, wait a minute here. Now I understand what George was talking about. Now I understand what history teaches us about something called a slippery slope. And now I realize that all that power and authority and control that I gave to the government, all that freedom and liberty or freedom of choice that I gave to the government in an effort to uphold a law or requirement that I agreed with, now that same government, or maybe a different government, is using that power, control, and authority against me and my family. You see, when you give psychopaths like this person power and control, even if the cervical sickness is in the rearview mirror, it's like giving a shark a taste of blood. You see, they're going to want more and more and more. So I can tell you right now that this does not end in Australia. This will not end with the cervical sickness. If the cervical sickness ended tomorrow, this guy right here would come up with another reason why you should continue to give him control and authority over your life and the life of your kids and your grandkids. All right, guys, there you have it. Every single night I go to bed and say it can't get any crazier. And then I wake up the next morning and it's much crazier. I don't know when that starts to go the other direction, but I hope it's sometime soon. Remember to continue to stand up and fight for liberty, freedom, free market capitalism, and remember that we need to prioritize the sovereignty of the individual. That is what made the Western world great. And we can never forget that. Even if Mr. Gunner would like us to go back to the world that Europe was in, or the state at which several countries in Europe were in the 1920s and the 1930s, just so long as he is the person in power.